Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Christmas is the crescendo of a story being told. It didn't just happen out of nowhere. I love how this account in Matthew 1 said, Joseph, son of David. Now, David wasn't Joseph's father's name. The angel was connecting Joseph to a bigger story. A story that started thousands of years before. When we're going to experience Christmas, if we want to get the most out of our Christmas moment, you have to realize that your moment is a part of a larger moment. Even in the natural, right? Even just your Christmas in your home tomorrow morning couldn't happen apart from a bigger story. But what about the first Christmas? It needed a bigger story. Joseph didn't appear out of nowhere. He was a part of a lineage. It wasn't in a galaxy far, far away. It wasn't a fairy tale. It was a real person, a real son to be born. If we're going to experience and really enjoy the Christmas we're in right now, 2021, we got to see a bigger story. How did you get where you are? What are the blessings around you? We have a tendency to see our moment in a snapshot, an Instagram post, or just something quick we see. We don't really realize that, man, even my being here, it's because of my parents. It's because of Pastor Mike and Mary Beth. It's because of others who poured into my life that I'm a part of a story God has been telling long before I got there. It's not only a bigger story, but it's a bigger battle. If we move down to chapter 2 of Matthew, it says, "When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. 'Get up,' he said. 'Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.' And he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" It's interesting. We forget this sometimes, that this moment was a beautiful moment. It was an innocent moment, but it was a part of a pretty dangerous story. People lost their lives. Babies lost their lives. There's a battle going on. In the garden, there was Adam and Eve, but there was also a serpent. In this story, there's danger. There's a battle. I think sometimes in my own Christmas experience, I forget that there's a battle going on. There's a real enemy. It's not your spouse. It's not your kids. Kids, it's not your parents or your sibling or your cousin or your grandma Right? We have a moment, in these moments, we forget that there's a real enemy. There's a real battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. I forget that sometimes. There's a battle going on. At the first Christmas, there was a battle. Do we recognize the real enemy? Do we see a bigger story? It's interesting how the angel concludes this conversation with Joseph. He says, because he will save his people from their sins. From their sins. Jesus has come into the world because he loved us. But he had to come because of our sins. The bigger story God's telling is that God would step into our moment, but it wouldn't just be to live, it would be to die. That you and I are sinners. How's that for a Christmas message? But if we don't see us for who we are, then we don't see the gift in front of us. The power that God would suffer, that he would have the courage to suffer for you. He loved you enough to come all the way to the cross to save us from our sins. As we take communion tonight, you can go ahead and take out your elements if you receive them when you came in. Jesus, on the night he was arrested, he took bread and he broke it. He said, this is my body that's broken for you, that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Think about this, a God who would willingly suffer for you. Jesus was crushed for our sins. That he suffered and died. And we take this bread tonight, this communion, this Last Supper as a reminder that you and I are not accepted before God because we do everything right, because we haven't made mistakes, because we haven't hurt people, because we have. We can stand before God accepted, receiving the greatest Christmas gift ever, not because he made a list and checked it twice and found out who's naughty and nice. Well, here's a news flash and a spoiler alert, we're all naughty. None of us deserve the gift. We deserve coal and switches and Jesus. What is coal? It's organic matter crushed. What is switches? That Christ would bear our stripes on his body so that we might receive the gift of eternal life and eternity with God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So as we take this bread tonight, let's remember that Jesus was broken for you. This is his body. Broken for you. And then he took the cup of a new covenant in his blood, to remind us that we need forgiveness of sins, that each one of us stands on level ground. No matter our nationality or ethnicity or political party or gender, that we all are sinners in need of a Savior. What an equalizing move that Jesus did. One that allows for the Prince of Peace, peace on earth, we talk about. Because Jesus' blood was spilt for you and I. This is his blood spilt for your forgiveness of your sins. Do this in remembrance of him. Let's stand to our feet and pray. Father, we thank you that tonight, the anticipation, the excitement of what tomorrow will bring, the spirit of Christmas, the mystery. But Lord, this night we position our hearts. We put Christ at the center. We remember that this season is about Jesus stepping into our world, loving us where we are, not where we should be, but where we are. I pray, Lord, that we would know the love of God, the beauty of Christ, that we would love one another with the love that was poured out on us, that we would suffer because you suffered. Lord, that we would suffer well when things don't go our way or our expectations aren't met or things are painful in our lives. Lord, we remember that we have a high priest, Jesus Christ, the righteous one who suffered, whose expectations weren't met, so that he can empower us to walk through it. We thank you. This night, we can celebrate a promise of an eternal kingdom that will never fail. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to sing.